Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Dire Straits. Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Sun Power Sports, Colorado's largest ATV and motorcycle dealer. And by the way, I forgot to mention that Kyle and I are out on a tightrope without a net today. Karen was under the weather, so she stayed home. And I'm sure she's listening, Kyle, and we're more than likely to... She lost her voice, so she can't call us, but we'll probably get a text about something I did before the show is over.
Miss you, Karen.
All right, me too. Well, she always keeps things running here, but let's go to the phones right now. And joining us from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is Kelly Cook from Steamboat and Pearl Lakes. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
How are you? How's the weather up in Steamboat today?
It's about 25 degrees and sunny today, so beautiful day up here.
Sounds like a beautiful day. You know, for people who might not know, why don't you explain where Steamboat Lake and Pearl Lake are located, and we'll kind of go over some of the amenities you have there.
Alrighty. Well, Steamboat Lake and Pearl Lake are located about 25 miles north of the town of Steamboat Springs. Pearl Lake is a little bit closer because it's at about mile marker 22, and the visitor center at Steamboat Lake is at mile marker 25, just across from the Hans Peak Village.
And when you get there, what do you see? You've got two lakes. Are there differences in the parks and what they offer?
Yeah, so at Pearl Lake, it's a little bit smaller. There's close to 40 campsites there, and it actually has two yurts, and one of the yurts is dog-friendly, which is really popular. And then there's kayaking, fishing, paddleboarding, those kinds of activities. The lake is a wakeless lake, so you can't have a wake, but you can have a motor out on that lake. So it is more popular with the kayakers and stand-up paddleboarders because it's a little bit smaller and calmer. And over at Steamboat Lake, we have lots going on. It's a bigger lake, so in the summer, it's really popular with the fishermen. It's popular for boating and swimming and all those types of activities. We also have close to 200 campsites over at Steamboat Lake, so it's also extremely popular for camping. And we do have a vendor within the park that has 10 camper cabins that are pretty basic but very nice cabins over at the lake. There's also lots of hiking trails in the park, a couple shorter ones and some longer ones as well. And then in the wintertime, we have a Nordic Center, so we're popular for cross-country skiing and then also ice fishing. And then we have a multi-use area where people can snowmobile.
Well, you know, you mentioned how beautiful it is in the summer and the trails, and you started getting into the winter. You know, well, I've been doing outdoor media for like four decades, and a lot of times a lot of people would button up in the winter and stay in, and we wouldn't see them again till spring. But we're really seeing that change with the modern-day clothing we have, with the shelters and tents and sleeping bags that are available, and with the campers and trailers that are so easily winterized. We're really seeing a lot of people, they just don't want to stay indoors in the winter. Are you seeing that trend up there too?
Yeah, and we, you know, in the wintertime, we do have people coming up from Steamboat who want to get away from kind of the hustle and bustle of Steamboat, if you can imagine that, and get away from the downhill skiing, and they come up for a day and spend the day either snowshoeing or cross-country skiing where it's a little bit quieter. And then the locals, I think, have always utilized the park for the skiing and snowshoeing and snowmobiling. You know, we see more and more of that, and a lot of people aren't equipped with snowshoes and things like that. So we actually have some kind of cheap snowshoes that we rent out to people if they're just visiting the park and need to get out on the trails in snowshoes.
Now, if they head over from the metro area here, do you have camping available through the winter?
We do. So we do have 12 electric sites in our marina parking lot. We do plow the parking lot, but we don't plow the campgrounds themselves. So people are able to electric camp. And if people are interested in tent camping out in the park, we will sell them a campsite and they can park in the parking lot and hike out and find a beautiful spot.
Now that's at Steamboat. It's different at Pearl, is that right?
At Pearl Lake, the yurts are open year-round. People could camp over there if they wanted to, but it's typically used by the people accessing the yurts. And they do have to hike in about a quarter of a mile, either snowshoe or ski, into Pearl Lake. But the yurts are heated, and they're reservable on the reserve, the CPW shop, year-round.
And then, of course, you mentioned ice fishing, and you get quite a bit of ice fishing at Steamboat Lake, don't you?
We do, and we actually try to do some fishing clinics throughout the winter to get more people out there, where we provide the poles and the bait and everything and do a little clinic on how to ice fish.
And what kind of fish can I expect to catch at Steamboat Lake?
All the trouts, rainbow, cutthroat, cutbow, browns, all the trouts are in there.
Is the lake frozen right now, or when does ice fishing usually start there?
So we had a few brave ice fishermen a couple weeks ago who went out on the ice, and then it all thawed over the last couple weeks, and then it's just starting to refreeze this week, now that we're getting some colder temperatures, and over the last couple of days we've had a couple inches of snow. So it's starting to refreeze.
All right, so it should be pretty soon. You know, before I let you go,
yeah.
I want to touch on something, the fact that you're an administrative assistant at those parks, and people, I think, when they think of parks and wildlife, they think of rangers and biologists and occupations like that. But like any other business, parks and wildlife needs just people to, there's people who wear a bunch of different hats. Now, what do you do as an administrative assistant in a park like that? Do you just sit in an office and take phone calls?
No. Well, every day is kind of different. So some days I am at my desk because I am in charge of the accounting for the park. So I keep track of our budget and I pay all of our bills and keep the park up and running. I also helped design some new exhibits in our visitor center. So I had some crazy ideas, and I have a very supportive park manager who said, yeah, go ahead and do it. So we have a whole new animal display wall that we're looking for an artist to do a mural on. So we have some salamanders and snakes and some fish, and people can come in and check out some of the local smaller animals that they might find in the park. So I got to design that exhibit. And then I run our volunteer program and camp host program. So actually I had volunteers who helped me build that animal exhibit. And then I also manage some of our seasonal staff. I also hire in all of our seasonal staff and make sure they get paid throughout the year when they're here. I do a lot of the training and orientation for our seasonal and our volunteer staff. We have kind of a brand new CPW nature store. So I do all the ordering for the store, and I also got to help design the clothes with the Uray people. So that was kind of fun.
I heard you even shovel snow once in a while.
Oh, yeah. I was out there shoveling for an hour yesterday. Yeah, so it's not just being in the office. I'm out there shoveling snow, packing the trail into the yurts, cleaning the yurts. I do everything from the accounting all the way to cleaning the toilets at the park. So there's really nothing I don't do.
You know, Kelly, with your enthusiasm, though, it sounds like it's a really rewarding job for you.
It certainly is. The people who come into the park and use the park are awesome. I love interacting with all of our guests and making sure that they have a good time while they're here. So, you know, it changes every day, and every day is, you know, a new adventure.
Well, and I think it's great that Parks and Wildlife, for people to know that there are opportunities like yours with Parks and Wildlife and that the kind of people that work there. Thank you for joining us today, Kelly.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. That was awesome. Hopefully a lot of people get up and take advantage of your parks. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we're going to be joined by another Parks and Wildlife associate, and we're going to talk about an activity where you could get into parks like Steamboat for free coming up very soon. All that on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.